The Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series is brought to you by Flexera. In each episode, we will shine a light into how federal leaders can best reduce IT risks and overall costs for enhancing IT and overall mission success. From having the powerful knowledge to best manage all IT assets, to government agency success stories, to ensuring that system integrator partners are best supporting you, we provide you with all of the insights and knowledge needed to smoothly transition across today's cyber and ITAM intersection. FITARA, Megabyte, and the Risk Management Framework are all powerful pieces of legislation that are helping to address everything from IT inventory management to overall modernization and security for government. And the Department of Defense has certainly been ahead of the curve when it comes to embracing these types of IT-driven legislation and policies. In this episode of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series, we are speaking with Frank Young, Director, Department of Defense at Flexera, who will be discussing how Flexera worked with the DoD agency to address their most pressing obstacles, including poor visibility into IT assets and vulnerability risk. And Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. And before we talk about the case study that we just referenced in our introduction here, if you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of FITARA, Megabyte, and the Risk Management Framework.
Sure. No, thanks for asking. No, I'm excited to have the opportunity to discuss this with you today. It's these legislations that were put in place, FITARA back in 2014, with a lot of guidance, you know, from OMB, was really putting CIOs in control of their IT investments. But they also had to work with their chief technology officers and their CTO to also document the approval process that was done. So they wanted to really start to have a repeatable process that was documented so they could actually see where the investments were going. And as far as the Megabyte Act is concerned, this was a follow-on that was done subsequent to FITARA. And this was an act that really started to ask the agencies and the Department of Defense to identify and collect information about a specific software asset management process where devices that were running those software tools and software applications actually being able to track those. And so OMB provided guidance for that as well. And then subsequent to that, the DoD came out with the Risk Management Framework, which is their new process for accrediting systems. And one of the key areas that I'll speak to today is when we get into continuous monitoring, because they wanted to make sure that there weren't any inherent vulnerabilities or technical debt with systems that were actually out and deployed on in the different mission areas.
All right, great. Well, thanks for that rundown there on those policies. And that's a great starting point here for us to talk about this DoD case study. And if you don't mind, tell us about this case study from a high level, the mission needs that were addressed, et cetera, that were addressed by Flexera.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate that. So in this case study, we really talked about automating and implementing a repeatable process that was linking PO data with asset discovery data. And you may say, okay, great, why would I want to do that? Well, there's significant wins that an agency is going to achieve by doing that. So the days of doing this in SharePoint, the days of doing this in spreadsheets, or even having a discovery tool that the Megabyte Act requested and said that you should start doing as an agency, you still were running in a manual process. You weren't trusting that data. So there were significant blind spots that you had. You had situations where you didn't know how to avoid software license costs through reuse. You couldn't reduce the effort to manage vendor audit responses properly. You couldn't increase the capacity to proactively manage software licenses. And you certainly couldn't understand the IT enterprise cyber risk and exposure to do mitigation. So what Flexera and this case study is doing is bringing the power of a COTS product. We're bringing it to the fight. We're bringing it in and leveraging your existing sunk costs that you have in your organization. And we're going to leverage that discovery data that the Megabyte Act put into place. So we're going to leverage Tanium or SCCM, and in the case of DoD, HBSS data. We're going to leverage that and pull that in. And then most importantly, with your acquisition data from the 8 or the J8 or the G8, depending on which service you're from, we're going to pull all that information together to give you a dashboard that then enables you to have a common operating picture. So I get to a point in this case study, what we talk about is in the military, I want to have a common operating picture where I have true situational awareness of what is my attack surface. is there an exploit that's actually being done today? And how can I mitigate that and just have an overall stance that allows me to go at these wins that my leadership up the chain is asking me to do on a daily basis that I can't do today, or I'm running at it manually and it's costing me a ton of money through FTEs and you can't manage it going forward and it's not repeatable.
Wow, that was a great rundown there, Frank. Appreciate that. And I think in many ways, we hit off on a lot of key points that we'll probably be following up on. And for example, my next question, in many ways, you answered about the challenges that this DoD agency initially faced. But perhaps we can just dive a little bit deeper, because I imagine these are common challenges for other DoD agencies, too.
Yes, it is. And there's several agencies in the Department of Defense that we've had the opportunity to work with. Some got out over their skis early, 5 or 6 years ago, and implemented this process using the Flexera solution. And they're very excited and happy about it. They're at a point where I talked about a manual process. They actually have accurate data now that they can actually go to a dashboard and pull up and actually see, this is my stance today of Oracle. This is where I'm overutilized or underutilized. Here's where I stand with my Microsoft position. So several DoD agencies have done this. We've actually gone through the RMF process ourselves with our solution. So we're actually, excited about what we're doing, at the different compartments of the Department of Defense, whether it be at the individual services themselves or in the other commands and supporting combatant commands.
Excellent. And some of the ways that Flexera helped out with this case study, and I'm sure for other DoD agencies too, included everything from enhancing data with actionable intelligence, serving singular authoritative view of data, normalizing assets, data as a service, the list goes on and on. We'd love to hear more about some of these specifics, if you will, in terms of the solutions that we provided.
Yeah, so one of the key areas, and you spoke to the normalization and rationalization, and one of the key business cases or use cases that the military has is internal use software, IUS. It's a new directive that came out. There's also another directive that recently came down about software asset management directive that they're running at. And the only way that you can truly understand what you have deployed in your environment, it gets a little bit technical, but just to drop down just for a moment here, the discovery tools, whether it be Tanium, HBSS, or SolarWinds, or Forescout, amazing tools, great companies, but they all pull back the same data. And they're lacking, unfortunately, some of the market intelligence that's key to making decisions. One of those being the end of life or the obsolescence date. Is it compatible with the next Windows version that's going to be released? And then importantly, Flexera in this case study actually talks about the vulnerability threat from a NIST standpoint. So from the CPE and CVE that actually exists for a known software product, the Flexera case study goes into how that data, once normalized and rationalized, is then enriched with that content from a cybersecurity perspective. But also, once that is accomplished, we're actually then bringing in, is that being exploited today? Is there a known exploit against that vulnerability if it's once determined and rationalized into their instance? And so that's a very powerful tool. And with good data, you can make better decisions. And with great data, you can change actual mission systems to be much more effective. You don't want to have the technical debt to the left. You want to be looking and planning for the future and knowing that the system that you have today deployed is actually functioning without inherent known risk.
Outstanding. Yeah, Frank, anything else to add here in terms of the Flexera solutions before we get to the really good stuff, which is the outcomes of this case study?
No, I think you've pretty much got it covered from a podcast, standpoint. I think what's important is that, as I mentioned, Flexera is currently deployed across many different operating levels in the Department of Defense, whether it be unclassified, classified networks, and that we've got the authority to operate and have gone through the STIG and hardening process. So that's very important that when you look at a technology that you can operate it in your environment.
That's great. Appreciate those additional points there, Frank. And tell us about some of the outcomes. I believe they achieved improved accuracy for their cybersecurity scorecard reporting, et cetera, et cetera. Would love to hear more.
Yeah, so one of the key areas, one of the agencies that brought us in actually used the Flexera solution to actually prepare for a CCRI from DISA. And so when DISA comes out and wants to scan and do a assessment of your systems or your network, by having our technology, they're actually able to have that common operating picture and to have that situational awareness of their entire attack surface. So I know before they come out or if an assessment is going to be made, I already know what my technical debt is. And I can have a proactive plan even to make sure that that's not going to be there when they come out and to have a policy in place to mitigate that going forward. Again, forward leaning, because you don't want to be surprised. You want to know where your risk is and then make the appropriate investments and decisions to mitigate those.
Yeah, Frank, really appreciate your time today. We covered off on a lot of stuff. And before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I really appreciate your time. You know, Flexera is excited about being in the fight and how we're helping Department of Defense agencies, you know, achieve the mission, especially these acts that we've discussed, but overall how we're helping them drive out cost and not just save money, but actually drive out true cost. And most importantly, to mitigate that risk. And so we're excited about it. We're not just talking about it. We're doing it today. And we look forward to anyone who's listening to this, who's interested, to get in touch with us so that we can help your agency achieve the results that you're looking for. So thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Frank. And thank you so much for your time. And this concludes this episode of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series, where we spoke with Frank Young, Director, Department of Defense at Flexera, who was kind enough to share his insights into how Flexera worked with the DoD agency to address their most pressing obstacles, including poor visibility into IT assets and vulnerability risk. And Frank, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series brought to you by Flexera. To learn more about how Flexera can help your agency to smoothly transition across today's cyber and ITAM intersection in government, please visit flexera.com.